Rishus, Gemara de Asr Shlita, Rishus, Moirai V'Raboisai. It's a pleasure to be here and a chizik to see so many Bnei Torah in Baltimore, Ira Kodesh, coming to Tzizich Tzizamin to get ready for Pesach. Man ishtana alayla azeh mikol alaylois. The Sforim ask, why don't we ask Man ishtana on Sukkos also? We go out to Sukkah, the Lulav. Why on Sukkos is there no Man ishtana? And the famous teretz is because we're in Golus, and in Sukkos, when we represent going out into the Golus, that's not Man ishtana, we're talking in Golus. A Yid feels like he's in Golus. On Pesach, when we sit b'cheirus, and we sit b'heseba, and we sit azoivi melochim, that's when a Yid in Golus asks, Man ishtana halayla hazeh mikol alaylois. And there's a ve'emes, a very important akuda, because what's taka the teretz to that kasha? The theme of all those Man ishtana questions, why are we fearing zich like melochim? We're taka akati avdei hashiltoin anachnu. How do we relate to that? The teretz is, we're representing and commemorating Yetzias Mitzrayim, but we're also ingraining the emunah in Bias HaMashiach. And there's a fascinating idea. You know, the first Pesach, the Chasam Sofer speaks this out, the first Pesach Mitzrayim, we celebrated in Golus. We didn't go out. It was far Chatzos. So what were they celebrating? The Yetzias Mitzrayim that was going to be. And that's what we do on Leil HaSeder, when we do the Haseba, fear zech becherus, holach ma'anya, azoivi ven, that they ate the matzah because of the Mitzias Mitzrayim that was going to be, we also on Leil HaSeder sit beheseba and becherus to be choyder the emuna of ki meitzeis chami eretz Mitzrayim ar enu neflois. Now it's interesting, there's a din of Haseba on Leil HaSeder. The Mishnah says in Ervei Psochem, there's a din of Heseba, and there's an interesting machloikis Rishonim about the topic of Heseba, a little bit to go into the Inyan. The Gemara says in Psochem Daf Kufches, Matzah Tzorech Heseba, and then the Gemara has a discussion if the Dalit Koisis need Heseba, and the Gemara says, two of the Koisis need Heseba, two of the Koisis don't. But we don't know which two. It's unclear in the Gemara, it's a suffix, if dafke the first two koises need a seba, because that's when we're going out, or fakert, during the first two koises, we didn't go out yet. The haseba is on the second two koises. The Gemara says, since we're not sure, since it's a suffix, idi v'idi boy haseba, we do it haseba on all four koises. Really only two of them need, we don't know which two. So idi v'idi boy haseba. So that's what needs a Seba, the Matzah and the Dalit Koisis. In the Rambam it says that Be'emes is an Inyan to do Heseba the entire Suda. Not just by the Matzah and the Dalit Koisis. That's Mamish, what you're supposed to do. But the Rambam brings down, there's an Inyan of Heseba by the Gefilte Fish, by the, with Knedlach or without, that's already. Later on in Klal Yisrael became two different Mahalchim, but the entire Suda, the entire Shulchan Aruch is supposed to be Be'eseba. Tosfos though, and the Rosh argue, Tosfos says, when do you need Haseba? The Seba, Tzorech Haseba, by the Matzah, Kishemevorchim al Achilas Matzah. By when you make the Bracha. Now there are those that mistakenly read that Tosfos to say that you're supposed to do Haseba as you're making the Bracha. Which past this, most of the Poskim say no. By the bracha itself, you don't do Haseba. By Magid Lamashal, or even by Kiddush, when you're making the brachas of the Kiddush, it's not the Haseba. So what does Tosfos mean, the matzah, when you're making the bracha? He means that kezayis of matzah. The kezayis matzah of the bracha, and the afikoymin, and the dalit koisis, that's when you need Haseba. There's a famous shtickle in the Briskerov, we're going to read it, Arum and Arum, the Inyan, that it looks like there's two different mahalchim here into Haseba. The Rambam says that the emes avada by the matzah by the dalit koisis, but the truth be the entire suda is an inyan of Haseba. Tosfos and the Rosh go different. It's a din dafka in that matzah, dafka in the dalit koisis, and on the other hand, here's the opposite. Tosfos is mavur And the Rosh brings down, if a person ate the kezayis of matzah without a seba, if you ate the matzah without a seba, you have to re-eat it. Re-eat it again with a seba. In the gefilte fish, they don't have azadin. The Rambam's din doesn't have, you know, if there's an inyan lechatchila to eat the entire suda be seba. What you did, you did. You don't have to go re-eat. The matzah has a din, according to Tosis, to even b'dievet. If you ate it without a seba, you must re-eat with a seba. It looks like it's a machloikis Rambam and Rosh, but in Shulchan Aruch brings down both halachas. In Shulchan Aruch, it's brought down, the Ramah brings that lechatchila yosef kol hasuda, but Shulchan Aruch and Simin Tafai in Beis also brings down that by the matzah, if you ate it without a seba, it's ma'akiv, you have to re-eat with a seba. Where did the two dinim come from? So, you know, the Brisker Rav tells on this nakuda, the Gemara says, a shamish, Hashamish she'ochel kezayis matzah behesei biyotza. The guy that's serving the shamish, as long as he ate the kezayis matzah behesei, he was already yotza. So Zok the Brisker Rav, what's the niggin of this Gemara? It's totally in the two ways. If the shamish ate the kezayis of matzah behesei, he was yotza. Like the Rosh and Tois, it means he was yotza the mitzvah of matzah. Had he not eaten it with a seba, even the shamish, everyone, afilu ani shebi Yisrael, la'yoychel achi yosef. Hashamish she'ochel kezayis matzah, yotza. He was yotza the din of matzah. Had he not eaten it with a seba, he wouldn't be yotza the din of matzah. Like the Rambam, that's not the nigin, because like the Rambam, the emes fakered, everything needs a seba. Hashamish she'ochel kezayis matzah, yotza. He was yotza the din of a seba. Chila, in the entire suda, abrachotch, if he ate that kezayis, he was yotza a seba. There's an interesting idea, though. On one hand, the union of a seba is, you know, derech cheres, like we discussed at the beginning, to represent that we're b'nei chayrin, that we have emuna, that we're going to be b'nei chayrin, that we're b'nei melochin, ein ben chayrin ela misha oisek b'toira, to be a ben chayrin. But there's a lashon of a medrash, it quotes, afilu ani shevi Yisrael loyoychel ad sheyasev, and the Yerushalmi brings this also, the Yerushalmi in Arif Zofim, afilu ani shevi Yisrael loyoychel ad sheyasev, shenemar, a pasuk in Parshas B'shalach, interesting, v'yasev elokim es ha'om. From that pasuk, Vayasev, Hashem circuitously, how do you say? He circled them around, Vayasev Elikim, that's the makor for his seba. So there's a mahalach, a vort, to say that there's two different things in a seba. There's the inyan of fearing zech like Derek Cheres, but then there's a din, Vayasev, Xeris Akosev, maybe it's an asmachta, it's a derabonon, but there's a mahalach from Vayasev. You know, the Mishnah says, Afilu oni shevi Yisrael, lo yoychel ad sheyasev. I'm clearing to say a chiddush. I want to buy on it more afterwards, but let's throw out the etzem chiddush. The dik. Afilu oni shevi Yisrael, lo yoychel ad sheyasev, shenemar, vayasev alikim. Bemis, the Rishonim shtel, an oni, what does he have a seba? An oni doesn't have what to say. So Bemis, it's a shayla. Rashi's mashma, even an oni has to get the full getup, the pillow with the armchair, with the whole thing. Other Rishonim will know, afilu an oni, who doesn't have the pillow, and doesn't have the table, and doesn't have the whole thing, chach, you know, however, you know, leaning on the left. But it could be that the emes an oni, vos hotem tzu cheres, the oni taka doesn't have. An oni only has to do a seba of the din of vayasev. There's a din. Heseba, shenemar vayasev. The whole anhoga of derech cheres could be, doesn't apply by an oni. Lefizu would be a chiddush. An oni only has a seba on the kezayis matzah. Oni has the yenedin. An oni doesn't have the Rambam's gefilte fish din that you're supposed to be massive the whole suda. And I want to say, it's a new pshan of the Gemara. Hashamish! The shamish is an oni. Hashamish ha'ogo kezayis matzah yotza. He has a seba on the matzah. He doesn't have a seba on the rest of the suda. The Rambam's din of the lechatchila yosef kol ha'suda echlar chiddush is not on the oni. The oni only has the din of the matzah. Echav getrach der chiddush be'emes in Chutz Loretz 2 days ago during Chazaras Hashatz, the Kochti Sugya, listen. But if I'm clarifying the Chiddush, you have to see if it's Meduyik in the Rambam. That no, the etzem idea that the Sudin and that's Yeshiva Shirei, but I'm taking it out to this Knej that and it's the Diyik. Afilu Oni Shevi Yisrael LaYoychel Shenemar the Oni Yenedin on the Oni that Chach on the Kezayis Matzah. That's Ad Sheyosef. Now it's brought down a Shaila in the Gemara here where the Noshim have Heseba. There's a shayla whether maybe Isha doesn't have a seba. Some Rishonim Agoiris, Isha Eitzel Baila doesn't have a seba. But other Rishonim Bechlal, an Isha doesn't have a seba. Shulchan Aruch brings down, an Isha doesn't have to do her seba. But im noshim chashuvay sein, then they do have a seba. Zok the Rama, bizman hazer, all of the noshim are chashuvos. But nevertheless, they don't have to do a seba. They don't have to do a seba because they're soimach on the raviyo. And everyone misquotes this now. I want to clear this, make this clear. Noshim don't do a seba because they're soimach on the raviyo. What does the raviyo say? Rabbeinu Avi Ezri, she'll take you the Rishonim bring from the Avi Ezri, from the raviyo. So people think, oh, the raviyo says noshim don't have a seba. That's not what the raviyo says. The raviyo says that bizman hazer is no seba. Because this whole idea of sitting down, leaning, azoy, that's not the tzura how we eat. That's not the tzura of Heseba. The mechubadik way, how a ben choyren and other mechubad eats bizman hazeh, is not that way. So the Rav Yoh says, bichlal, there's no din of Heseba bizman hazeh. That's really what the Rav Yoh says. Shulchan Aruch doesn't pass on like the Rav Yoh. The Rav Yoh says that bizman hazeh, there's no Heseba. More than that, and I know people that are machmer on this. The Rav Yoh says, adarabah. You're supposed to dock eat without a seba. Eat the way a mechubadik person with a chair, without leaning. I know people that are machmer in this, that chutz, even though they're machmer, they really do like the Rambam, they eat the whole suda beheseba. They want to do the Rambam also. The Rambam says, lechatchila yosef kol suda. But they eat one kezayis of matzah, dafka without. Dafka without. That's the tzura how you're supposed to eat. Bezman hazeh, that's the tzura you dafka eat. So on one end, most of the suda they eat taka, like the Rambam, to be nesiv. Lechatchila yosef kol suda. But they also sit chutz by one kezayis. So let's get this clear. The Rav Yos Shita is that the chlal, there's no din of a seba bizman hazeh. And adarabah, like the Rav Yos himself, the entire suda, and the matzah, and the dalgaisis, you sit, be a mensch. You know, we refer to mechobedik. Shulchan Aruch doesn't pass on like the Rav Yos. Yet, Shulchan Aruch says two things. Shulchan Aruch says that noshim don't do a seba. Even though noshim chashuvas are supposed to do a seba, bizman hazeh, we don't, because they're soimach on the Rav Yos. And Shulchan Aruch also brings, the Rama brings, even though we paskin that b'diyeved, if you ate without a seba after we eat, b'diyeved you could be soimach already on the Rav Yoh bizman hazeh, and you don't have to eat. Now, Mona Shachar, we don't hold like the Rav Yoh. Where is the Rav Yoh coming in over here? So I want to clarify chiddush, the same vort, the same rate we said before. The Rav Yoh is right. Nowadays, that's not the way we sit. So what's takif shat, we don't paskin like the Rav Yoh? Because there's the other din. Afilu onish of Yisrael la yoichel ad sheyasev shenemar vayasev alikim esaom. There's a din. We learn it out. Yalfusan asmacha vayasev. That din still remains bizman hazeh. Zok the Shulchan Aruch. Yeah, but noshim don't have that. Noshim don't have that din. Elamai noshim shefir zech as derech eres. Beseder, but the Rav Yoh already said that bizman hazeh, the tzura of derech eres is not to eat beseder. So noshim avada don't do a seba because they're sitting and that's their tzura of how to eat it. So that's the two dinim in a seba. One from Vayasev, we said an afkamina by an oni, and an afkamina legabi noshim. The Gemara said that the Dalet Kosis, two of them need a seba, and two of them don't. Two of them need a seba, two of them don't. So the Gemara, we don't know which ones. Memeila, all four need a seba. Frek the Ran, Hasebas at the Rabbonim. Suffolk the Rabbonim, Lakula. You're not sure. Only the first two, only the second two. When in doubt, be mace of all four. Zok the Ran, because you can't say Suffolk the Rabbonim, Lakula here. Because if you're going to say Suffolk the Rabbonim, Lakula, what are you going to do? The first two, you're not going to be mace of Suffolk the Rabbonim, Lakula. The next two, right? Suffolk the Rabbonim, Lakula. You're going to end up not doing Hasebah at all. You don't apply Suffolk the Rabbonim Lakula when the conclusion that's going to get to you is that it's going to be totally out. Therefore, you do a seba all four. There's a famous kasha of the Mishnah Lamelech, which is not the shit that I'm just going to mention it. I want to move on in a seba itself. The Mishnah Lamelech asks the famous kasha that there's a stira between Pesach and Purim. Because the Ran, the same Ran that we just said that made this cheshbin by a Suffolk the Rabbonim, if it's going to totally get you potter, so you must do it. By Megillah, there's a similar Shiloh, when if a person in a city that's not sure if it's Yudalit or Tezvov, Baltimore is Yudalit, Vada, yeah, no. Akoponim, if it's a city that's not sure, the Ran is speaking out, maybe Sofik the Rabbanon? Sofik the Ran! Since Sofik the Rabbanon, you totally get potter, so therefore, Chach, you do it on Yudalit. Why Chach Yudalit? The conclusion should be to do both. And there's a lot of Torah in this stira in the Ran. It's the Mishlamelech's Kasha. The emes is there's a few Mahalchim that are Purim Dik, Das heißt, Megillah Dikt, they say a vote, dot and why by Megillah it's different. And there are other Torahs that the Achroinim talk about. The Stipel talks about it, the Eliezer Yerav Shach talks about other Achroinim, the Mishlam Melech Alein talks about it. That to say Torah why by a Seba is different. This Kedarik, when you have a Zan Nidin, you know, you have to know where the Teretz lies. But Al-Kaponim, that's the Etzem Nidin of the Ran, that when you're Masupik, you when in doubt. So Zokta Beis Halevi, very interesting. You know, some Rishonim hold that if you ate without a Seba, you must even re-eat. Zokta Beis Halevi, the Ran doesn't hold like that. Because what did the Ran just say? That since it's a Sufik Derabbanon, if you're going to really play out the Sufik Derabbanon Lakul until the end, you'll end up not being Mesev at all. That's not true. Frek the Ran, listen careful. This guy drank the first two kashrus without his Seba. And we know, two of them need, we don't know if it's the first two or the second two. So what's going to be? He drank the first two without. He drank the first two without. Now Avada has to drink the second two with. Because if the first two was the ones that need a Seba, and the din is that when you do it without, you have to redo it. So he has to redo it. And if the second two need a Seba, no, it's up to the second two. Let him do a Seba. The Beis Halevi says, you see from here that the Ran holds that you don't have to re-drink. You don't have to re-drink if you did it without a Seba. And that's why the conclusion would have been that Sai the first two and Sai the next two wouldn't have needed a Seba. There's an interesting Lashon though in Taisis though. The Gemara says, we're not sure if the first two need a Seba or the second two. Since we're not sure, Kuhu Nami Tzrich HaSeba. All four Kaisis need a Seba. Zok Taisis, listen to Lashon. V'chol Dalit Kaisis Tzrichem HaSeba B'shas Shtia. All four kaisis need heseba when you're drinking them. When not. So some say it means lafuki the me'iri, that the me'iri takos, you make heseba, we mentioned this idea before, even during the bracha. And Taisis is saying no, only while you're drinking it. But then Taisis continues, v'tzarechin im shochach v'loy hesiv. If you drank without heseba and you forgot, tzarechin if you should re-drink. Tzarechin, Taisis is mesupik. But there's a fascinating dik that Achroinim still in it. Taisus didn't say he was mesupik by the matzah. By matzah, it's clear in Taisus that if you ate the kezayah, the kezayah's matzah without a seba, you re-eat it again with a seba. By the dalet kaisus, he's mesupik. Tzorich ian im shokach v'lehesiv im yachzer v'yishte. Why is Taisus mesupik by the dalet kaisus and not by the matzah? Could be it's poshut because matzah is a vaday chiyav a seba. Matzah is a vaday chiyav a seba. You ate it without a seba, redo it. By Dalit Koises, Toises is Mesupik, because anyways it's only a Shaila if it's the first two or the second two. So Toises said, Tzorachin, if you have to redo it. Then Toises continues, V'chein im b'kois shlishi loy hesiv, an added connection, Toises says, if in the third kois he drank without a Seba, he has a new factor. It's Tzorachin if you should re-drink it, because there's a halacha, you're not allowed to drink between the third and the fourth kois. So that's the Toises, the Kortz of Toises. If it's b'chlal a Sufik in Toises, a Tzorachin in Toises, if you re-drink, with Haseba, if you drank without, and then an extra Isafa between the third and the fourth. Now I have an interesting idea. You know, the Gemara says, the Mishnah says, you're not supposed to drink between the third and the fourth. Shulchan Aruch Paskins, you're also not supposed to drink after the fourth. So, halach and Shulchan Aruch. It's not a Gemara. Shulchan Aruch Paskins, not to drink after the fourth. Truth is, the Chok Yaakov brings from the Raivet that the reason you don't drink after the fourth is because Pasha, they used to give out four kaises of wine to the Aniyim, and if they would drink after the fourth kais, then they wouldn't have wine for the second night. Which is an interesting reason, because then it doesn't apply in Eretz Yisrael, and it doesn't apply to someone who has a lot of wine, and it doesn't apply on the second night. But there are other reasons also, because past this late, a lot of the Rishonim, the reason you don't drink between the third and the fourth is because you don't want to be shikr by halo. But after the fourth, we care if you're shikr by chagadya. If the reason why ben shlishi l'revi lo yishte is shema yishtaker, that's not a reason why you shouldn't drink after the fourth. But there's a diak here in Taisus. Taisus says he's not sure if you should re-drink after the third because maybe it's usur, bein shlishi l'revi lo yishte. And what about the fourth? What if you drank the fourth kais without a seba? Why didn't Taisus discuss that? Taisus discusses this. I'm catching here, innovating from the Taisus. But Taisus says on the first two he's not sure of a klal if you have to re-drink, and on the third he has a new issue. You're not allowed to drink between the third and the fourth. What about after the fourth? So maybe Taisus doesn't hold of this halacha. You're not allowed to drink after the fourth. I want to clear a chiddush. After the fourth, for sure you wouldn't re-drink. Because Be'emes, we spoke in the beginning, in the Rambam's idea, Hesebas, you got to do Hesebas. If you did it without Hesebas, it's over. It's a done deal. during the four kaisis, when you're still part of the series and you're doing them, if you messed up with Haseba, redo it. But once you finish the fourth, you finish the whole thing. Okay, the fish also, you ate it, what are you going to do now? So you end it. If you already finished, it doesn't apply to redo Haseba. Now, there's a very interesting shayla that Achrayim handle. If a person ate, let's go back to the matzah even, more direct. A person ate the matzah without Haseba. A person ate matzah without Haseba. So he has to re-eat. We have the passing like the Russian, the Toysis. The Kazayas of matzah, re-eat it with Haseba. The din is you don't do Haseba if your Rebbe's in the room. What's the din if a person ate Kazayas of matzah without Haseba? So he said, okay, you got to re-eat. He's about to re-eat the Kazayas, take two, and do it with Haseba, and his Rebbe walks into the room. So now he's not going to be doing Haseba anyways. Because you're not supposed to do Haseba. And about your yoytz, if you eat in front of your Rebbe without Haseba, your yoytz in the mitzvah of matzah. Should he re-eat the kazayis of matzah? Or should he go straight to the fish? This is similar. It's der monzich. It reminds us of the famous toysus and brachas. If a person forgot the alav yavoy on mincha of Rosh Chodesh, he davened mincha. He davened mincha, but he forgot the alav yavoy. And now it's Meirev, and it's not Rosh Chodesh anymore. Is it kedai from Tadavan at Sveta Meirev? On one hand, mincha he davened. He's missing Yalav Yavoy. No, he's not going to be delivering a Yalav Yavoy now. And other Rishonim say, no, re-daven, daven at Sveta Meirev. Why? Because you davened, we'll say with the Nusach, you davened a kailik mincha. You davened a mincha that was missing, what it was, wasn't the way it's supposed to be. Deliver a good tefillah. Re-daven at Sveta Meirev. Without the Yalav Yavoy, but do it right. The same thing over here. You ate a kazayis of matzah when your Rebbe wasn't in the room. And it was without Haseba. So you did it not in the right oifen. Redo your mitzvah of matzah. How? Well, if your Rebbe's not in the room, so fight it. Now do it with Haseba. The Rebbe's in the room. So eat the matzah, well, second time around, again without Haseba. But now you're getting it right. It's the same machloikis rishonim by Yalav Yavi of Mincha. It's a similar idea. But if you creech into the idea a little bit more, this is what really clearing. When a person ate the kazayis of matzah without Haseba, he bechlal totally wasn't yotze matzah, can we split the two up? Meaning, is he missing Haseba? Or is he totally missing the mitzvah? So there's a very interesting shaila from the Aderis about that zones into this nakuda. You know, there's matzah that we eat matzah, then we eat moror, and then we do koyach, both together. Both together. I thought we put down the heat. The heating is on. There's no heating in it?
Cold.
What?
Cold.
Yeah. That one's cold. We eat matzah, then we eat moror, then we eat koyach. Why do we have to eat matzah and moror separate? Why don't we go straight to koyach? You go straight to Koyruch, and you eat Koyruch, you eat like the matzah and moror. So everyone knows the reason is, because matzah is the Raisa. Moror is the Rabbanon. You can eat them both together, it's going to be the Raisa is Mavatel the Rabbanon. So if you have to do it separately, first you eat matzah the Raisa, separately you eat moror the Rabbanon, and then, Zeichel Lamitnes Kehillel, you do both. Frekta Aderis. If a guy ate matzah without Haseba. He ate matzah without Haseba. Okay. He eats the moror. Moror is without Haseba anyways. Now he realizes he ate the matzah without Haseba. You got to do it again. Why does he have to go redo it again? Let him just eat koyruch. Matzah he did. He just is missing the derabonim of Haseba. He's just missing the derabonim of Haseba. If he's missing the derabonim of Haseba, let him just do koyruch now. Let him just do koyruch. He'll just do koyruch, and he has the rabbanon de kemata with the rabbanon de kemora. The teretz is you can't do it, because when you eat matzah without a seba, it's not just a separate abstract the rabbanon of a seba that you have to do. You didn't do matzah correctly. Your rise of the kedin of matzah was not done in the tzura that it was supposed to be done. You weren't yoytze matzah yet. You did it without a seba, you weren't yoitza matziyat. Again, this shiloh of the aderis is similar to what we cleared about when a guy ate matzah without a seba and asked to redo when his rebbe's there. Is he totally missing matzah or not? There's one more shiloh in a seba, very interesting. The Gemara says in Brachas, also in Menachas, v'kulon shalokdu imlokat mikulon v'ochel kezayis yotzah. Which some Rishonim learn to mean, if you took all five minim, chita, sa'ira, shibay l'shul, if you mixed all five, whole wheat, all the rye, you mixed all them together, you yotzah. But Rashi says different. Rashi says it means, v'lokat mikulon means, if you took all kinds of different menachas, there are various kinds of matzahs of korban mincha, you took them all together, you ate a kezayis yotzah. And again, the memory there, it says, if you put them all together, the matzah, you yotzah matzah. If it was chametz or kezayis of all the mix, chayiv karas. So, the kasha is, how could you be talking about menachas? Menachas are eaten in the Beis HaMikdosh. Menachas are eaten in the Beis HaMikdosh, and you can't do haseba in the Beis HaMikdosh, ein yeshiva ba'azora. How could he be mefarish this memory of a kulan shalokdon, in mokad mikulan va'ochal kezayis matzah yotzah, v'imchometzu onesh karis, menachas, it's only in the mikdash. So it could be when you're eating kachem, you are allowed to sit, or maybe it means you'll eat it without a seba, you have to go the same way in front of a rebbe you eat without a seba. In Moira Mikdash, you're eating without a seba. I saw there's another kasha that Tzlach asks, how could you say we're talking about menachas? Menachas is not lochem. There's a din by matzah that needs to be lochem. You know, the fafrumtas, they make sure, they ask the father to be maknehem, the matzahs, lochem. Pashtas, the father wants it to be his. You know. It's the das. But frek the Tzlach, it's not lochem. Menachas is mishulchan gavoy, it's not lochem. So the Tzlach, I saw he says a chiddush, he says maybe it's going on Pesach Sheni. And Pesach Sheni doesn't need lochem. So I'm clearing interesting. I don't know if Pesach Sheni needs a seba. And the emes is, this is not for now. Maybe Pesach Sheni. There's a lot of questions whether Pesach Sheni, which dinim apply by Pesach Sheni, which not. But it could be, if you'll say Pesach Sheni doesn't need a seba, that could be pshat in the memra of lokat mikulon, that it's going taka on menachas. It's going on menachas. The emes is, it's not a problem, because the memra over there, it says, if in lokat mikulon, if it's matzah, you yoytza matzah. And if it's chametz, then you chayiv. No Pesach Sheni, there's no Issa Chometz, but that's, you know, there's a famous Rashi in Parshas Baal Loischa. Rashi says, by Karban Pesach Sheni, there's no Chometz. Ein Issa Chometz. Ela imei bachi losoi. Meaning, only while you're eating the Karban Pesach. And the Menachas Chinuch asks, why? It's Pesach Sheni, it's not Pesach. Why can't you eat Chometz even while you're eating the Karban Pesach? So there's Torah, maybe it's going to be a chatzitza to the Karban, but if that's the pshat, then don't eat potato chips either while you're eating the Karban Pesach. Rashi says, Ein Issa Chometz, Ela imei bachi losoi. It's Yadua that Rav Shach in his Hagoyis on the Menachas Chinuch argues on the Menachas Chinuch. He says the nigin of Rashi is different. Ain Isser Chometz. There's no Isser Chometz by Pesach Sheni. Elo, rather imoy bachiloso. Even while eating it, elo imoy bachiloso. Menachas Chinuch, l'mayda, the famous machloikis Menachas Chinuch and Rav Shach. But that would be negeya klapi haseba by Pesach Sheni. We're holding in the beginning of Chodesh Nissan. If by the end of Adar everything was Nahapai Chu and without a Seder, then as we get close now to Pesach, we're stelling avet a new order, a Seder. We're getting ready for Leil HaSeder. In the cycle of a Jewish year, it works like that, that Pesach starts a new Seder. Leil HaSeder. You know, in Eretz Yisrael, there's an expression. Hakol B'Seder. You know, it's an attitude thing. Yeah, Hakol B'Seder. But the Imre Chaim Vizhnitz once said, he said, people don't realize. Hakol B'Seder. Everything is in that Leil HaSeder. In a Leil HaSeder, what you can chap, what you can be masig, madregas that you can get, a kinyan ruchni that a person can get, any bakosha, kan haben shoyl, a yid, a ben of a Kodesh Baruch Hu has a right to ask from a Kodesh Baruch Hu on Leil HaSeder. Hakol baseder, everything is in that Seder. Hakol baseder. The truth is, for B'nai Torah, it's important to know the hakol baseder, everything in their hatzlocha b'chlal, in their steiging, is totally in seder. Seder aleph, seder beis, seder gimel, seder. And it's interesting. You know, it says in the Gemara Bava Basra by Eiv, Eiv, the Satan, HaKadosh Baruch Hu told the Satan, do anything you want to Eiv. Take his family away, his parnosa, his kids, everything. Just don't kill him. Anything you can do, don't kill him. And he left them with friends. And the Gemara says in Bava Basra, Oy Chavrusa, Oy Mesusa. You see from here that having taken away his Chavrusa, that's already killing him. Taking away his kids, you know, take away his chavrusa. So my son once asked me, he says, Eiv had three friends. Why did he have to leave me three friends? Take away two of them. You can do mamash admavis. The teretz is chavrusa or mesusa. Seder aleph, seder beis, and seder gimel. And if you're missing one of the three, and if it means not in yeshiva also, an early morning chavrusa, the lunch chavrusa, and the night chavrusa, all three, missing one already is oy chavrusa, oy mesusa. You need all three. Seder. Seder, keseder. Now as we're getting ready for Leila Seder, I'm saying hakol baseder, everything is in the Leila Seder. It's a very interesting ha'ara. You know, the Nes of Purim happened on Pesach, that Esther told them, Klal Yisrael, to fast for 3 days, and vayavor Mordechai, Mordechai was mager the tzoyin on Pesach. It says in the Megillah, Al Toichlu Val Tishtu. Al Toichlu means even matzah they didn't eat. Al Tishtu, don't even drink Dalet Koisis. Why? What was the rush? The Gezerah of Purim was in 11 months from now. What's the rush? The Gezerah is not till Shpeter. So it's a Shaila and Ashkofa. You have a Gezerah that's going to be later on. When do you take care of it? Right now? Well, you wait. Push it off. Wait till when the Gezerah is. But the Pshat Hazeh, the Sforim say, you know why Mordechai didn't he wait? You know, he wants to make 3 days of fast. Do Bahab right after Pesach. The Pshat is in Sforim state. Dachalel HaSeder. Dachalel HaSeder. Mordechai wanted to use the Grois of Koyach that's in the Leil HaSeder. For Shtetach, normally Klal Yisrael uses the Leil HaSeder in an oifin that we matzah Dalet Koyach. Mordechai understood that no, we're going to use the Leil HaSeder, the Gevaldik of Koyach that's in the Leil HaSeder, Vayavar Mordechai, to get to Yeshua. He wanted a dafka use the koyach of Leila Seder. Dafka chapter right then. Now it's interesting, it says, Vayishpois Hamon Mimochros. The mon ended on Tes Zayin Nisan. Now I saw it, murdered the Kazakh and the Chasam Soifer. Now it says, Haman, still putting that in here, Haman goes into Achashverosh, he wants to hang Mordechai. What's Haman being so politically correct? He wants to hang Mordechai, let him go hang Mordechai. What's he waiting overnight, waiting to ask permission, and then everything is Vanavaku? Zok Techasam Soifer, Haman Davka wanted to hang Mordechai on Tes Zayin Nissan. Haman wanted to hang him on Tes Zayin Nissan. Why? Because Zayin Adar, the month stopped falling, but the month stayed in the Kalim until Tes Zayin Nissan. So Haman says, Tes Zayin Nissan is a good day to go against the Yidden. The month ends, the Shefa ends, it's over. That's a time to kill Mordechai. If it's already going to work, to be political, to ask Achashverosh, Matoy. But that's what Haman was looking for, Tes Zayin Nissan. Vayishpois Haman Mimochros. No, it's a good plan. The month is over. The month is a shefa. Haman is right. He's wrong. He's dead wrong. He's dead wrong. You know why? Because Vayishpois Haman Mimochros. That's some soybean saying. Vayishpois Haman, not Vayishpois Haman. Vayishpois Haman Mimochros. Haman was put out on Tes Zayin Nissan, his 10 sons, a year later. He stayed on the tree for 11 months. But he was Vayishpois Haman Mimochros. Why? Because Taka, the month ended. Vayishpois Haman, the month is over. Vayoichlu Me'avur Aretz. Klal Yisrael went a step fighter. They went into Eretz Yisrael and they start eating from the Chodesh of Eretz Yisrael. That says, whenever you're holding a tkuf and ever holding the end of a zman, end of a year, starting again, in Klal Yisrael it works that it's not over. Fakert. We take a new haschola. Mechayel ochoyel. We go again and again, we go to another madrega. That's the tzura, how Klal Yisrael works. It doesn't stop. We take it to another madrega. And that was the mistake. Common thought. When it was over, it's over. Pesach is always a time of a year that we're making a new start. We're making a new Seder. But it's not totally like a fresh slate. It's every year adding new depth, new madrigas. You know, it says, Odom eats hasodah. An Odom is not like a soda of tfuah. A soda of tfuah, the crop of the tfuah, you totally clean it, the field is barren. An Odom is no, it's an eats hasodah. There's a tree there, there's a geza, there's a shoirish. There is Paris. And every year, new Paris. But the Paris are coming out of an established system that's already there. And a Yid works on himself and takes the opportunity of Pesach to go nochamal and nochamal and get himself to another madrega. To get himself to another madrega. Now, Vada, as we go through the Leila Seder, it's a process. It's a process. And we really have the Yetzias Mitzrayim, Ki Yadua, all this forum talk about this, Chayiv Adam, Maharis Asatzman. We really go out of Mitzrayim. And everyone has a Yetzias Mitzrayim. You know, there are Arba L'shoimus of Geula, because there were four levels of Yetzias Mitzrayim. But it wasn't just four levels. There were 15 levels of Yetzias Mitzrayim. There are 15 Dayenus. Every Shlav in Dayenu is another Yetzia. You know, people think, they make a big mistake. You say Dayenu. You say, Dayenu, that would have been enough. What do you mean it would have been enough? Well, you don't want the next step. You don't want Torah. You don't want Yetzia. You don't want Greece Yamsuf. What's Dayenu means, even this one stage of the 15 Dayenus, is Dayenu is a suffice to reason that we should be Meshabech. Not that it would be enough. Of course you want all 15. As you go through the 15 stages of the Dayenu, even this stage is a Siba, is Dayenu that we should be Meshabech to Rabbanu Shlomo. But it's not just 15 levels of Yetzia. V'chamushim olu b'nei Yisrael me'eretz Mitzrayim. There are 50 levels of Yetzia. There are 50 levels of Yetzia. Chamushim is chamishim, because they went into the 50 Madregis. They went into the 50 Madregis. But it was more than 50. It says in Aseres Adibris, Anoichi Hashem Alekecha Asher Hoitzeisicho me'eretz Mitzrayim. It should have said Asher Hoitzeisi Eschem. What's Asher Hoitzeisicho? Lashon Yochid. It should have said Lashon Rabim. Asher Hoitzeisi Eschem. I took out Klal Yisrael. Every Yochid had his own Yitzias Mitzrayim. Every Yochid has his own Yitzias Mitzrayim. Every year a person goes through Yitzias Mitzrayim. There are 600,000 Yitzias. Every Yochid has his Yitzias Mitzrayim. And we tackle go through that process. And Chasam Sofer writes, we don't say a bracha on Magid. The Rishonim shtel already, why we don't make a bracha on Magid? Many different mahalchim. Says the Chasam Sofer, the same way a ger, that he's Magai, he's Toivel, he can't make the bracha beforehand. He's not a idiot. After he's Toivel and he has that transition, that's when he becomes a yid. You can't make the bracha before. He says, you know what yachatz is? There's many pshatim in yachatz. A new pshat for yachatz. Chasam Sofer says, how does a goy eat bread? He takes the bread, he breaks it, he doesn't wash, he doesn't make a bracha, straight, yeah? That's the seder. First we take yachatz, we take the bread, we are goy. Mefabrech the matzah, we get it? Then we say, no, there's a process over here. There's a process, we go through the magid, we go through the Yetzias Mitzrayim. Then we make the bracha on magid. And then we're ready. I'm going to tell you, dying. I'm oitzi. Yachatz is the expression of going through that process. Now, Klal Yisrael Taka goes through that process. And the emes, when it really happens, is Bachatzoy Salayla. Bachatzoy Salayla, it's very, very unique, that moment. It's a Gevaldik HaKoyach. We said the Leila Seder as a Gevaldik HaKoyach. The Olam has to know that at the Rega of Chatzois. You know, HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Moshe Rabbeinu, Bachatzois. But Moshe Rabbeinu told Paroi, Kachatzois. And there's many pshatim, Chazal, the Gemara, and Brachas talks about it. There are many pshatim. But I once heard a pshat. Very interesting. Aseres Adibris is the 10th Makkah, and Pari was getting shmeist. As far as Pari is concerned, it, like this guy, there are other pshatim now, but I'm saying a chiddush. As far as Pari is concerned, it doesn't make a difference, really, if it's going to be at 11:59 or 12:01. Gishmeist is gishmeist. Klal Yisrael needs to know that it's Bachat Sois. Because Klal Yisrael means a precision cut, split second, getting out of the Memtah Shari Tumah and going and becoming a Klal Yisrael. For Klal Yisrael has to be Bachat Sois. For Klal Yisrael has to be a clear cut. And that's when Klal Yisrael was born. You know, it was a beautiful Meshech Chochmah. There were two demon that Klal in Karban Pesach, that Pesach Mitzrayim. One was, Al Toichel Mimenu No. Don't eat it cooked and half cooked. And the other one is Noiser. Lo Yisir Mimenu Adboikim. There's a difference between Al and Loi. Al is a weaker Nusach. Loi is a more powerful Nusach. Al Toichel Mimenu No. The Isser of eating it No is before Chatzos. They weren't the Klal Yisrael yet. Then the Sprach, the way to talk to them, is still only Al Toichel Mimenu No. After Bachatzos. The Loi says Siru Mimenu Ad Boikim. The Loi. They became a Klal Yisrael. And this happens, Taka, at the moment of Chatzos. And we have to realize that as we're getting ready for the Leila Seder, it's all to get So the Madrega then, the Rega of Chatzos is a Rega Mechoinin. It's a very, very chosh of a Rega. Kana ben Shoyo. It's a very, very chosh of a Rega. But what's the purpose of it all? Where to get to? So, it's an interesting story with Rav Levi Yitzchak Mibraditchev. Rav Levi Yitzchak Mibraditchev in Chusant, he used to go on Erev Yom Kippur a lot of times to see the Pash the Yidden, how the Oilin Tirtzach. And also on Erev Pesach, Lil Pesach, because there's a Vada connection. You know, on Erev Pesach we say Kol Chamila. And on Erev Yom Kippur we say Kol Nidre. Kol is Gematria 50. 50 is the highest Madrega. 50 is Kesef. 50 is, and that's only Lil Yom Kippur and Lil Pesach. It's something very, very special. Kol. So he once came to a Lil Pesach, he was looking into a Seder of a Pashti Yid. I say that's helping on Maisa, but I want to bring out the point. He saw that this Yid is fearing a Seder, and he's saying to his Kindalach, he's holding in Magid, he's davening in the earlier minyan, and he says, Echod Chocham. Echod Rosh. I say, when you say Kriya Shema, you say Echod a long time. And he was going right, he was saying, Echod Tam. So, it's a Chukhtois Abyssal. Abyssal Modna. So he said, no. He said, the purpose of it all, it says in the Haggadah, that the five Tanoim in Bnei Brak, the Kivar of Tarfon, I'm sure, actually, if you tell me, Dayim, V'omru, he gives man Kriyishma Shal Shachris. What's the message there? The purpose is of the Leila Seder is all the way at the end, is to get to that, Hashem Alikeinu, Hashem Echod. The purpose is to get by Chatzoy Staka, or it was actually Kriyishma Shal Shachris, I'm not going into that, whether it was Rabbi Kiva, Rabbi Ozzy Ben Azariah, he holds only to Chatzos, Yedua. But the purpose of it all, the purpose of it all is to get to that Echod. The purpose is to get to that Echod. He said, this year is already holding there. He's holding ready by the Arba Bonim, he's already holding there. He's holding Echod. That's how he was misfall from that Yid. That he already got to the end. He already got to the Echod. And that's the purpose of Avada, to get to the Echod. So very interesting. Shema Yisrael, Hashem Lakinu, Hashem Echod. The Dalet is a big Dalet. The Ayin of Shema is 8. But it's interesting. The Pasuk says, Lo yishtachav le'el acher. Lo yishtachav le'el acher. The Resh in El Acher is big. The difference between Hashem Echod and totally opposite, El Acher, is the Resh and the Dalet. And what's the difference between a Resh and a Dalet? Gornish! That on the kudah, the difference of all the difference in the world, if it's El Acher or Hashem Echod, and that's why the Dalet is big and the Resh is big. Hashem wanted to make it clear, like Kiddush Levona letters, big. Know that it's Hashem Echod and El Acher. But a Yid has to know. And when they did the Chet Egel, Hakadosh Baruch Hu told Moshe Rabbeinu, Lech raid, go down, because they mixed up the Resh with the Dalet. It says by the Chet of Adam Arishin, Koitz V'dardar. They mix the Dalet and the Resh. A Yid has to have a clear cut hashkofa to see the Resh and to see the Dalet, to know the difference. And that's also the whole Arbat of Pesach, the difference between Chometz and Matzah. The difference between Chometz and Matzah. The Mem is the same, the Tzadik is the same. The difference is the Ches and the Hay. And what's the difference between a Ches and a hay in Safus? If it's closed, it's a ches. If it's opened even a tiny drop, peacefully Pesach kechudish al machat, then it's a hay. And that's all the difference in the world. If it's chometz or matzah, a yid has to open up his heart, peacefully Pesach kechudish al machat. The difference between the ches and the hay. Of course, the difference between the Ches and the Hay is 3, and those are the Shloisha Dvorim Shemoitzi Yasa'odim in Ha'oilom, Hakina Va'atayva Va'akovet, all those Demyoinis. That's the difference between Chometz and Matzah. But in Mitzad the Ois, it's a difference, it's a tiny difference, depending where a person's headed. All the difference in the world. If it's El Acher or Hashem Echod, if it's Chometz or Matzah. And the truth is, Chometz and Matzah is the same. You know, there are 4 elements. There's Eish, which you bake the bread, and there's the Ofar, which is the Kemach, and there's Mayim, and then there's Ruach. Chometz is full of Ruach. It's full of the Kinnah Taiva Kovet. It's all Farbluzim. Yeah? Matzah doesn't have the Ruach. Where's the Ruach? Oinin olov dvorim harbe. We speak out by the Haggadah, and we say out with our breath. That's the ruach that we put into the matzah. The chametz is the ibrik of losin agansi, are all of our different kinetayva kovet, those three. That's the difference between the ches and the hay. And the difference is opening it up. And a person has to realize, and there's a secret, that by Pesach there's even more. There's a meridic avort. It says, U'posach Hashem ala Pesach. You know, a yid has to know, Pischuli Pesach kechudish al-macha. But Leil Yetzias Mitzrayim, Hashem took us out when we were on the lowest madrega. He took us out, everyone knows, in Pesach it was Yisra'ua d'le'ela. It was Hashem's initiative. Posach Hashem al ha-Pesach. Hashem was even mevater on that Pesach. Normally you need Pischuli Pesach. Posach Hashem ala Pesach. Hashem even opened up and was mevater even on that Pesach. But our arbet is to shtel tzu and haka make a Pischuli Pesach kechudish al-macha. And to get the message, the difference between the chometz and matzah, and have clear seder in our lives, and know the difference between the chometz and the matzah, and get to Hashem echad, and we should be zoicha beizr Hashem ki yimei seischa me'eretz Mitzrayim arenu neflois. Yashakoyah.